Hey guys, this is Chris coming to you live from Cyprus. Once again, sunny. Welcoming you to the Black Building, this podcast. Today is Thursday. And on Thursday, we talk about spirituality. Yeah, I'm always opening up in the same way because, you know, it needs a lot of repetition. Understanding this concept, getting in the process of scratching the surface of this concept until we get it, the concept of spirituality, how you can grow spiritually, how we are all like spiritual, you know, like we all have the spirituality inside us, fucking everything. That's how it is. We're all made of energies. These things are backed up by science. I mean, Albert Einstein said it. Go and check it out. Energy is passing through ether. I'm not going to tell you the exact quote. Check it out. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Because if you see from Einstein himself, it will be better instilled in your brain. Because it's different when it comes from me. When it comes from the real experts, that's when maybe it will be instilled in your mind, you know? Of course, not disregarding my opinion or what I'm saying, but you catch a drift. I mean, I imagine if I found like the stone with the Ten Commandments from God, you know, I would have a very different experience with Christianity. And that's true. Instead of just seeing them in my textbook in school and movies, that would be different. Because there would be a greater gravity. It would be a greater sense of energy from that thing. A sense of energy that built up from all these years, when you think about it. I mean, it's just a piece of rock, and people built it up to what it is today. And so many people can feel things from that. Or any other relics. In general, I don't know about the stone letter to letter, but I'm pretty sure like this goes for relics and everything. I mean, you can see the evidence. Crosses, like everything from religion, books, swords. So many stuff that it's just the human spirit, like the human energy, like the energies of the universe, keeping them going. You get in touch with your spirituality when you create that sense of duality somehow. I don't know if I could put it as duality, because now I'm still learning. You know, we're all learning, and I know that there's so many things that I don't know. I'm really humble about that. I'll put in a sense of duality because you have this anticipation of things that you're going to bring in your life. You know, everything that you bring in your life, all of those things are vibrated by your energy. It's not just you. Maybe you had a car crash or something. It's not just you thinking, oh, I'm going to have a car crash. It's not just you thinking like that. Maybe your cousin told you a story a week ago mentioning a car crash, or an event that had a similar emotion with the car crash. And maybe it stuck to you. Maybe you vibrated that energy out to the universe. And boom, there you go. It already happened. You get what you want the most, and you also get what you want the least. That's why you have to be happy within the moment, the beautiful moment. Because you're living now. You have this anticipation. You know everything is coming, and you feel like it's already here. That's how you have to feel. When you feel like it's already here, you're accelerating the process of getting the things that you truly want from life. Because you're happy with it now, and you're stimulating the feeling of having what you want, of having what you truly desire. If you stimulate that feeling successfully, everything will come to you. Guaranteed, it will come. Any energy you provide out will come back to you. It's like a mirror that will repel all the energy back to you in your life. Start working on that. Your energy. Focus on feeling happy all the time. When you're feeling happy all the time, good things will happen. Work on that. It's events, situations. There's no good or bad. Thank you for listening. You only lose when you stop.